there's two things that usually cause people not to do their workouts, and in the end, causes them not to be in the shape or have the health that they want. And I'm gonna address both real quickly. They are, I don't have time, and I don't know what to do. So I'm gonna show you a short workout that you could do for your shoulders that doesn't take any time at all. You can get a 5-pound ball from Five Below, and I'm gonna show you how to do shoulders. You can start with presses. With the ball, you could change hand positions. You could do palm towards you. You could do palm to the side. You could do turn, almost like an Arnold press motion. You could do one side until you do it 5 or 10 times. Or you can alternate like I was doing before, but just switching them around. If you just did that for 2 or 3 minutes a day and picked one body part and one exercise for each body part, you'll find that that is much better than doing nothing, and consistency in time is the magic towards better health. And what you'll really find out is, once you get started, you'll find out you had more time than you thought you had, and you'll know more exercises than you realize you knew, because you'll just keep going. It's just about getting started. But the idea is, do something for each body part at least once a week, so that body part has what it needs to take the stress off it from everything in the week, and to have the exercise it needs to be healthy and grow so it can do more activity in the future. So let's take the ball. You could do side raises, just like you've done with dumbbells before, just like you do with your arm. So I'm working on grip strength. I'm working on shoulders. The body's a little confused. One time it's getting weight, one time it's not. And sometimes life can be confusing for our bodies, so that variety is nice. I could do it and work on posture, which I could go out and then behind my back if I want to work on posture at the same time. Pulling my shoulders back, and then it's a slightly different angle for the lateral raise. I could change it from a lateral raise to a front raise, around the back and up in the front. Put those two motions together. So far we did lateral raise and front raise. You can also do press. Lateral raise, front raise, and press. Do as many as you like. This could be a quick 4-minute workout where your shoulders are going to get everything they need to get healthy and strong. You can do rotators from the top. And remember, you could get 2 of these medicine balls or a weight if you want, and do 2 at the same time, or if you only have 1, use 1. Or if you don't have any, don't use any. Just make sure that you're doing all these motions for yourself. Motions. Make sure you do motions. Motions are good. Then you can hold them out to the side. Do rotation out to the side. In different levels. Just working on grip. All the different stuff our arms do in a day. Just train them in different ways. Just think about what you do and turn it into an exercise. Start up here. All those things. You know, sometimes we reach behind car seats or have to reach under the bed to get something out, and it can pull on our shoulder. But the more we work all these different motions and make our body ready for them, the better we perform them, the more we avoid injury, and the more active we can be, and the better we perform, the faster we heal and repair, and the sooner we are to do it again the next day. There's a quick shoulder workout for you. You can do biceps and triceps. If you have 2, you could do weights both at the same time, or you could alternate. You could go for a walk and do this, so you're getting arms and you're getting a walk. You don't have to stand still and do this. Sometimes I could just take this ball, go for a walk, and I could do all my shoulders and my biceps and my triceps. You get the idea? You could do the different grip. Now this works grip, this works forearm, and it works a different part of your bicep. So then you can switch to doing it with palm down. I think you get the idea. And now from the side, so like this. And this works a different part of your forearm and bicep. And then you could do different motions. You can do little C motions. Probably a little easier to do this one at a time. These are all these little motions your arm's doing a day. And a workout doesn't have to be traditional workout like you've always seen, like bicep curls with a barbell or with a dumbbell. You want to work out that way. They're good for your muscles. But you also want to work out in a way that you live your day. And if you pick different things up, you could turn a bicep into a whole movement if you need this kind of movement in your life. So you can do this and you can walk. And you could do legs, you could do lunges, you could do core, you could do all this stuff while doing your biceps. So I'm doing my biceps and I'm doing lunges. I'm doing my biceps and I'm doing core rotation. I'm doing my biceps and I'm doing posture as I move and make different movements. I'm not changing my posture at all. I'm keeping my posture good so that when I do move through life, I'm already used to doing it with the right posture. When I do pick something up, I'm used to bending my knees and keeping my back straight. And at the same time, I'm building all this out of a bicep workout. Okay? You could do triceps and all the different grips. So straight. Doing triceps, you could do a squat and hold, so you can get triceps, legs, core, length through your lats all at the same time, contracting your stomach, all building off a tricep exercise. You don't just have to do one thing, you can combine things, you can get creative. Now I'm doing palm down. Triceps, core, I'm lengthening my lats, stretching my lats. I'm holding a squat, I'm holding my posturing good, I'm squeezing my legs. So I'm doing triceps, but I'm getting a whole body workout. Body part at a time. You could combine a body part with a core. You could combine the body part and doing your legs. You can turn it into a whole movement that you have to do each day to make that movement stronger and make your body more prepared for it and teach your body how to do it in a proper way, all while getting your workout in. I'm going to show you how to do a mid-body stretch and strength routine with no weights, or you can use a very light weight. So I'm going to lengthen my core. I'm going to work on side bends, rotation, flexion, extension, all by using this little ball. So this is for people who don't have much time to work on their core and just have a couple minutes and want to learn some new ways to strengthen their core and add flexibility and length to their core. So here we go. Start with a couple lengtheners and sides. You could do 5 or 10 of those. Rotation, I'm pulling and pushing at the same time. So I'm pulling with this hand and pushing with this hand. So my whole core is engaged and working at all times. The whole reason I'm doing this movement is to get my core strong and healthy. I'm not doing this movement just to count to 10. So I'd rather do one right and really get a good workout for my core than I would do 10 and not have my core be worked out. The whole purpose of this movement is so that every part of the movement is healthy and strong. And in order to do that, I have to work those muscles through every part of the movement. Okay, do 5 or 10 of those. Next, you can do low back. So butt goes out, chest goes up, knees are bent. Go down, come back up. Make sure when you go down, the tension remains on. You don't want to relax and let the tension off. When you come up, you want tension to stay on. You don't want to stand up so straight the tension comes off, because muscles grow and get healthier with time under tension. So the more I keep the tension on them and the more I go through the movement and the more the muscle that gets worked through the full length of the muscle, the healthier and stronger the muscle will be. A muscle that's better able to avoid injury and a muscle that's better able to be active, recover, repair, and do it again tomorrow. So down, stretching down, keeping under control, keeping the tension on, slowing it, stopping it intentionally at the bottom, coming up, squeezing at the top. And when I come up, I'm coming straight up. I'm not leaning back. I'm just coming up as tall as I can and pulling everything in tight. All the way down. Tension on, I'm holding the tension, I'm controlling the tension. Slow it, stop that direction, start it in the other direction, come back up, squeeze in at the top. You can do that as many as you like, 5, 10, and as many sets as you like. But at least make sure you do all of those at least once a week. Next, this is a different kind of abdomen one. I'm gonna reach the ball up tall, I'm gonna stand up tall, I'm gonna pull my elbows in towards my head, so everything's nice and straight and long. Reach down through my feet. Engage, everything's engaged and locked. I'm tucking my tail under. I'm pulling my belly button in. I'm pulling my sides in. I'm pulling my back in. And I'm squeezing. And I'm not letting go. I'm squeezing, and then I'm gonna bring it forward and pull it back up tall. But I'm not letting the tension off for 1 second. In control, tension. Tension is still here. In control, tension, tension is still here. You can do this as many as you like. This way, this will keep your back safe. You'll only be using your ab muscles. You won't be using your hip flexors. You'll feel your abs get tight. As you use them, you'll feel them get tired, because if you keep them contracted and keep them under tension, they'll get tired from you working them consistently. And that's what you want to do for these kind of muscles. They're working all the time, so you want them to be ready to be working all the time. And you can do as many of those as you like. This is a great functional core exercise that kind of brings it all together. It brings rotation together, lateral flexion together, flexion, extension, the whole thing. It brings it all together in one movement. Nice, slow control through the whole thing. Turn to the side, dip your leg down. Now you're doing flexion, you're doing lateral bending and rotation. You're bringing them up, you're in control the whole time. Everything is squeezing. Every movement I'm doing is because a muscle is working. I'm not relaxing for 1 second. Over to this side. I'm even squeezing my hands on the ball. I'm working everything I can. Once you get your form down, you can move it with decent speed and at a decent rhythm. So the hand that's coming down is pulling, the hand that's going on the top is pushing. They're working against each other. I'm using my own body to create the resistance. Do as many of those as you like. That whole routine is going to be great for your entire core. This is a great workout for strength and balance, doing both at the same time. Stand on one leg, Use the opposite arm and hand. Go down, reach down. Everything is controlled and contracted and stable. And hold it up, nice and slow. I'm getting a leg squat. I'm getting a low back. Woo-hoo. Not about perfection, it's just about progress. I'm getting a one arm row and I'm getting a shoulder press. And I'm getting all the little muscles in between. Do both sides. Continue to do as many as you like. Do as many sets as you like. It's a great activity for balance, strength, functional training. These are easy things that you could do with very little time that work your entire body and give your body what it needs to be healthy and strong. Keep going.